This is the Next Level Running Podcast, brought to you by the expert coaches at Rundoya, helping runners of all levels crush their goals on race day by matching you with the perfect coach or training plan.
Hello, and welcome to this month's episode of the Next Level Running Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Phillips, and I'm a few days late with this. I was actually traveling to Boston University for big track meet there this weekend, and got a chance to watch the NCAA men's collegiate 5K record fall. Nico Young ran 12:57. It was an electric and exciting atmosphere. I was super pumped to be there, but that means I'm a couple days late with this podcast. So I apologize for that and for that tardiness there, but we got a special quick podcast for you this month. We started off the new year on January 13th. We dropped a podcast to train the youth runner with Coach Mark Hadley. We're coming back with part two in February, where we're going to talk about training the master's runner and then kind of tie those two in together. So it's sort of a two-part thing there, and super excited. It was a great conversation with Coach Mark, and excited for that to drop in February. But you don't want to miss that. You want to check that one out, especially if you're a runner that's over the age of 40 or getting to that age, just talking about training and maybe some differences from what you were doing 10 years ago or all that kind of good stuff. But as we're talking, this is a special episode. We're going to give you a little bit of an Olympic Trials marathon preview. That's this week. In 6 days, the best marathoners in the U.S. are going to be lining up in Orlando, Florida, and they're going to be racing to make the Olympic team. And as a runner, whether you're trying to complete your first marathon or you're trying to break three or qualify for Boston, or whether you're trying to make it to the Olympic Trials or the Olympics, it's exciting. It's an exciting weekend. It's one of the biggest events for our sport. And so I'm super excited for it. I wanted to highlight a few of the Rundoyan coaches who will be competing there and kind of give my thoughts on the Olympic Trials and what I think is going to happen. Not that I'm the expert or whatever, but just wanted to kind of give my thoughts, look at the weather. Just kind of give some background on that. But before we jump into that, check out the show notes below. I'm going to have a link to the U.S. Olympic Team Trials website. They've got athlete bios. They've got race information. They've got course information. So I'm going to have that below. I'm also going to have a link to the rundoyan.com website. You know, if you're looking to crush your running goals, you need a coach to help you get there. And look no further than the world-class expert run coaches here at Rundoyan. I'm going to highlight a few of those coaches who are going to be running in the marathon trials this coming week. But whether you're a beginner or whether you're trying to break through, whatever your goal is, we've got a coach that can fit your personality and can fit what you're looking for. And so go and try our matching feature. It's really cool. It'll match you with a coach that is going to fit what you're looking for. And then you get to go through a consultation, and it's just a great way to find a coach that's going to connect you with the best training program for what you're trying to do. If you're not quite ready to hire a coach, I've got a link to the Doyen Dasher training program. I think this is the next best option. It's $39 a month, and you do have a free trial. So you get a chance to kind of give it a free trial, but you get unlimited calculated training plans, exclusive video training library, so access to that, online training log, which we use Final Surge, and then chat support with a Rundoyan coach. And so I'm going to have a link to that in there as well. And then also I'm going to have the link for me. If you've got questions or something you want covered on the podcast, feel free to reach out. I'm available, and we want to do this well in 2024. But, I've got the link to our Rundoyan Instagram page. So at Rundoyan, click that follow button. Lots of good content coming out of that that Instagram page there. If Instagram's not for you, if you're more of the Facebook kind of crowd, then basically everything we're doing on Instagram, it's on our Facebook, it's on the Next Level Running Facebook community group. And so that Facebook community group there is a little bit more interactive. You get a chance to ask questions, comments, leave comments. It's a little bit more interactive. So I've got all that today in the show notes. I'm also going to have a list of the coaches. I'll have the contact info for the coaches that we've got competing in the trials as well down there this week, just so they're obviously busy this week running the biggest marathon of 2024, unless they make the Olympic team, right? And we got a couple who've got a real chance to do that. I was going to say real outside shot, but a real inside shot of doing that. So I'll have their contact info below. So who's going to be running the trials from Rundoyan? And so the coaches that we've had qualified, we've got Tara Welling. She's qualified. Lindsay Flanagan. She's qualified. Carrie Verdon. She's qualified. McKenna Morley's qualified. And then Nico Montanez. And so the really cool part about this is you can go back throughout the podcast here, the Next Level Podcast, and each one of our qualifiers has been spotlighted on the podcast, whether it was in the full form or the Instagram Live. And so you could go hear them, give their advice, share their story. And so that's really cool. And so I'll try to link. I'm gonna have a lot in the show notes for you. We're gonna be linked up. We're gonna be ready to go. We're gonna make sure you've got all the contact info and all the info you need there for this week. But we do have a big crew from our Rundoyan coaching staff that will be in Orlando racing the trials. And so I wanted to spotlight two of those athletes, not to leave anyone out, but Nico Montanez. He was Instagram Live guest on the podcast in December and got a lot of great feedback from his conversation with Coach Will just about breaking through mental barriers and training at altitude. Well, he's going to put that to the test. He's ranked 12th. He got the 12th best personal best. The top three guys, the top three guy finishers, they make the team. So Nico has an awesome shot to do that. You know, typically if you're in the top 10 to 20 athletes, you know, on that day, if you have your best day, you've got a chance to make it. And so I think Nico has run 209.55. I mean, that's just 1 minute outside of the third place time. And so it's not unreasonable or unrealistic to think that Coach Nico can't make it. So that's pretty exciting for the Rundoyan family and for Coach Nico. And then on the women's side, our very own Lindsay Flanagan. She's ranked 11th in terms of personal best on the women's side. And she represented Team USA this past summer at the World Championships, finishing the top 10, I believe, there. I think she was ninth place at the World Championships. And she has big race experience. And so she's another one that, watch out, she's got a chance to make that team. And, you know, especially with what she did in Budapest this last summer in a hotter weather marathon. And we're going to talk about that in a second. I mean, she has an awesome opportunity there to sneak into that top three. Now let's talk about the top three. We've got on the women's side, we've got Emily Sisson, Chiara D'Amato, and Betsy Sena are all, they've got the three best PRs. Emily Sisson with the 2:18.29, Chiara D'Amato 2:19.12, and then Betsy Sena 2:21.40. Those are legit times. But if we learned anything from Atlanta 2020, we know that anything can happen on race day. Some of the favorites either weren't fully healthy, or the course was just crazy. And you had Molly Seidel. She's ranked fifth with her PR. Molly Seidel made the team, went on to medal at the Olympic Games, and it was eventually 2021. But Alafin Tulemuk, she was able to win the U.S. championships and make the team. She's ranked ninth with her personal best. And so, you know, you've got two right there that are right in front of Coach Lindsay that are in the top 10 in terms of personal best that made the team 4 years ago. So it's going to be exciting. And then when you look at the men's side, you know, we talked about Coach Nico. He's ranked 12th with his PR. But the top three, Connor Mance, 207.47, that's flying. Clayton Young, 208.00 at Chicago back in October. And then Galen Rupp, he's kind of dominated this event for us with a 208.48. But you also have Sam Chilenga, who's just 2 seconds back of Rupp's time. You've got Scott Fable, who's just a handful of seconds back. The men's race, I'll be honest, I think outside of Connor Mance and Clayton Young, I think the men's race is a toss-up. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out in Orlando for both the men and the women's race. But I think the men's race, it's one of those things where I think you could throw the top 15 to 20 guys' name in a hat, shake it up, pull out three, and that might be how it ends up, right? It's going to be a flat course, I believe. It's going to be a fast course. the weather is the thing that I think people are worried about. I think the low on Saturday is supposed to be 55 with a high of 72. That's not perfect. It's not terrible. It's not perfect, but you got to look out for the humidity. And so Orlando is a humid place, and it is not, this is not going to be a perfect day in terms of weather. There's going to be some carnage out there. There's going to be some runners who might go out a little too hard, and just the humidity zaps them. And so you kind of look at, well, who's run well in the heat, who's run well in the humidity. And that's why I'm super excited for Coach Lindsay. You know, she prepared for that this past summer for Budapest and then had a tremendous run there. And so when I'm looking here at the weather, now it's changed. It says the 53 is the low, 71 is the high, not much wind, but we're looking at about 65 to 75% humidity. That's pretty high. They're going to be starting later in the day, so you're going to get the warmer temps. It's going to be closer to 70. I don't think this will be a blazing fast marathon. I think this will be which athletes are going to be the best prepared for the conditions, whether that's mentally or physically. I trained an athlete. I'm going to give her a shout out a little bit for Doha, Qatar in 2019 for the World Championships. And there was no guessing. We knew it was going to be hot. I mean, it was going to be 100+ degrees. We knew it was going to be hot. We knew it was going to come down to being able to take the right fluids, get enough fluids in, and running a smart race. And we left that thinking, I don't know how we could have prepared for that. It was 110 degrees at the starting line. And so when I'm looking at this race, I think, okay, well, who are going to be the hot weather runners? Who's going to be prepared for the humidity? And who's going to have the best hydration strategy? You miss a bottle out here, it could be carnage. You grow out too fast and get the body overheats, this could be carnage. And so this is going to be a very exciting one to watch. Like I said, I'm gonna post the link to this homepage for the trials. But you can click on the tab that says athletes, and you can go through and you can see all the athletes who qualified. You can see their PRs. You can read up on them. And I'm telling you, like the Hansen. So Zach Panning, he's a guy that I got to watch race in college. He's an NCAA Division II athlete from Grand Valley State. They're one of the best Division II programs in the country, and I got a chance to watch him race for 4 years as an athlete. And I know he with the Hansens, they've been down in Orlando training for about the last month. And so they've just been down there getting ready for it. On the women's side, Sarah Hall's done the same thing. Sarah Hall's been down in Orlando. She's doing everything she can possibly do to get ready for what this race might bring. And so I'm going to have the link to that. Go through, check out the qualifiers, check out the athlete bios. It's really cool. I said I was going to shout out. So Coach, she is a coach, but not for Rondoya, but Kelsey Bruce is an athlete that I've coached for over 10 years now. She was 21st at the 2020 Olympic trials in Atlanta. That was probably the race of her life. She was super fit. She ran super strong. She was in the top pack until about 20 miles and really ran a strong race. And so this is her third Olympic trials. And she's got a marathon PR of 231, 53. And I don't remember where I was going with this other than I was going to shout her out, you know? And so, but super excited for Kelsey to run. And she's actually had one of the best training buildups of her life. And so, again, I don't remember where I was going with this, but I was talking about the bios. You just get a chance to read the bios of these athletes and see where they're from. And they've all got different backgrounds and they've all taken different paths to get there. And so that's super, super fun and super exciting. So I'll have that link in the show notes and check that out. But one thing I was going to say, and I was kind of thinking about this as I was looking at the athlete bios is if you click on the men and you click on the half marathon times, no, it's not there. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull it up if you search the athlete there. But it's been said that Paul Chelimo, Olympic silver medalist in the 5,000 meters for Team USA, is going to be, I believe, making his marathon debut at these trials. That's a wild card. He is a tremendous runner, tremendous competitor. And so he's a wild card there. But anyways, that's coming up. It's on Saturday. The race will be, I believe it'll be at 10 a.m. Orlando, Florida time. It'll be on, most likely it'll be televised on either NBC or Peacock Sports. And I just really encourage you to check it out if you're a fan of the sport. These men and women have worked really hard to not only qualify, but to get to the starting line healthy. And, you know, want to wish the best of luck to our team, Rondoyan crew. You know, they're all in different spots with their fitness and where they're at in their running careers, but they're going to line it up. They're going to put it out there, and we're going to be wishing them the best and going for them. So I know this was a quick podcast. I know this was just a quick rundown of Olympic trials. Let me tell you, I'm excited. I can't wait. This is one of my favorite events. We're gonna name three new Team USA Olympians for the men and three new Team USA Olympians for the women on Saturday. And they're going to represent us this summer in Paris 2024. That's exciting. And so check the show notes today. Going to have a ton of just links in there for you to check out. And until next time, have a great run.
Thank you for joining us here on the Next Level Running Podcast, your source for training advice from the expert coaches at Rondoyan. If you're ready to take your training and racing to the next level, head over to Rondoyan.com and get matched to your ideal coach who will provide you with the highly customized online training you need for crushing your goals on race day.